This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Jehovah. do we say to God's servant, Apostle Michael Lopez? Can you scream and God bless you, sir, to him? Come on, celebrate him, celebrate him. Thank you so much. We love you sincerely. Thank you so much. Glory be to God. You heard him say, that was a very powerful one. How would the miracle service be tonight? But you heard him say that he just wanted to clear the road. What a clearing. But the atmosphere is charged. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
This morning is a great privilege and a great honor. And everybody please be on your feet, please. There is nobody that has business to stand before God's people except God sends the person with a word. You don't have any business. And this morning, I'm eternally grateful for the honor and privilege to have God's servant and his wife here. I like the fact that the speakers had been intending to come with their wives, and that is very amazing. I want to especially appreciate the presence of all the winners, pastor, here. We love you, sir. Very specially, help me appreciate Mrs. Ayomitide Isaac Oyedepo this morning. We honor you. Thank you. The first time I encountered this man, I listened to him. Ha! I said, this is a different sound. There's a sound. There's a sound that is different. Then I thought about it and prayed about it 2 years ago, that this will happen one day. And when I graciously asked him, his heart is so large that he just wants to come and bless us. We receive you, sir, today as a prophet and as an apostle over this generation. We receive all that God has placed into your heart. We bless you. After my introduction, we'll have a video introduction of him, and the voice you will hear is the voice of Pastor Isaac Oyedepo.
Pastor Isaac Oyedepo is the second child and son of the founder and senior pastor of Living Faith Church, also known as Winners Chapel. He graduated from Oral Roberts University and served as the pastor in charge of Winners Chapel International in South Africa. He is currently the resident pastor of the Maryland United States branch of the Living Faith Church. He was ordained by American evangelist Pastor Kenneth Copeland in 2007, along with his brother David Oyedepo Jr. Pastor Isaac is married to his beautiful wife, Ayomitide Omobadegun Oyedepo, and are now the proud parents of 4 children. Connect 2023. Please welcome Pastor Isaac Oyedepo.
Lift your voice and pray the Holy Ghost.
Sorondo Sele Shalahadaya. Thank you, Lord. Lord, prepare me. Interject, interrupt. Amen. Do what only you can do. Amen. Let Jesus alone be glorified. Amen. By the blood of the Lamb, give us access to deep things today. Amen. For all you do, I vow to return every glory and every praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Please, before you get seated, to deeply appreciate Dr. Akinpelu for this awesome, amazing program. And a dear wife as well. You know we love you, so thank God for what He's doing. And to the leadership of Eden Center, we also thank God for your lives. This is what campuses should look like. This is what should be taking place from campus to campus, and we thank God for that. Praise the Lord. Also, all the ministers that have ministered before us, we just thank God for their lives. And of course, our apostle that just cleared the road. So the fire is already here. It's so amazing that I was checking my notes. I said, who told him what I'm about to preach? So we've seen the first phase of it, and we trust God that He will just keep building on what we've already received. But I can tell you this, there will be strange manifestations. In the name of Jesus. Also, my beloved wife is here. It's always a privilege to work together, and we thank God for this privilege. Also, we have winners, pastors. Father, thank you. Glory to your name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's celebrate the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Praise the Lord. The theme of this amazing conference is manifesting the light. As I began to seek the face of God to find out what He would have me say, in the realm of the Spirit, He knew what He had placed in the heart of every minister. This will have been the first wrong message before Apostle ministered, but it's a good continuation. And the Lord told me to speak on the subject, a burning and shining light. A burning and shining light. The expectation of this generation is not explanation, but manifestation. This generation is tired of explanations. The expectation of our generation is not explanation, but manifestation. Romans chapter 8, verse 19. The word says, the entire creature is waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. John chapter 10, verse 39. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. John 14 and verse 12. The works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than this shall you do. The spiritual climate over this generation is changing. In fact, that is a wrong statement. It has changed. What we saw happen when I walked in here will soon become the normal order of the day. The climate has changed. And God is looking for people like you to place mantles upon them for this generation. You know, the baptism of fire you have just received will not end. It will be on the increase. I thought I heard a louder amen. Matthew chapter 16, verse 2 to 4. Jesus speaking there, he said, when in the natural you see the clouds heavy, you can tell it's about to rain. And he looked at the generation and said, why are you so dull and daft? Can't you see the signs around you? And here again, we saw the manifestation of the signs. The climate has changed. But I'm glad to announce to somebody here, under the Holy Ghost move that we are under, the mantle you need to function in this generation, no matter how ancient it has been, that mantle locates such individuals here in the name of Jesus. In this new season, we have left the story age. We are now in the glory age. We've departed from the story age and now in the glory age. Haggai chapter 2 and verse 9, the glory of the latter shall be greater than the former. Isaiah 40 verse 5, it says, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 14, the earth shall be filled and all men shall know the glory of the Lord. Matthew chapter 6 verse 13, thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. In Acts chapter 2 verse 1 to 4, a day like this came called the day of Pentecost, and the glory of the Lord fell. It filled the entire space. And there, men and women were projected to the next dimension. We have left the era of explanation. We are now in the era of manifestation. Romans 8, 19, for the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. We've left the times of religion and we are now in the times of refreshing. Acts chapter 17, verse 23. And Acts chapter 3, verse 19 to 21. So season has changed. Time has changed. And God's purpose in the earth shall be fulfilled. Can I have somebody on the keyboard? He is the Lord forever. His truth shall reign. Do you know the song? Heaven and earth rejoice in his holy name. He's exalted. The king is exalted on high. He's exalted. The king is exalted on high. I will praise him. To get said, just allow the Holy Ghost move. It's not a program. Just allow him move. There is what he wants to do in the earth in the now. Hallelujah. The times of religious orthodoxy is past. Refreshing. You will agree that the effect of light is manifested in the midst of darkness. Gross darkness is already covering the earth. But according to Isaiah 61:3, that is opportunity for intense light to shine. Something will happen to someone in this meeting. Hear me. As we are closing this meeting, when people see you, they will know you are not the same one. Because in the midst of this meeting, there will be transfer. Oh, I just heard him. Visions will take place here.
a burning and shining light. Behind the manifestation of light is the baptism of fire. The introduction of light begins from the baptism of fire. And when the Lord told me this, I thought I would have to, I'm having to skip certain things because Apostle has ministered on it already. He said to me very clearly, they can't manifest light until they are baptized in fire. And that has taken place. So I said, Lord, I'm hearing what you told me. He said, there are dimensions yet to be covered. There is the baptism of fire. And we should trust God after that for the release of ancient mantles. That is mantles of generals that have passed, that are still hovering the earth. Now, if you are wondering, how is that possible? John came in the power and the spirit of who? Elijah. Look at the generations. Nobody carried the mantle after Elisha of Elijah. But somebody came generations after, they called him John. And he came with the mantle, the fire, the power of Elijah. Oh yes, it's happening. He came in the spirit and the power of Elijah. And John chapter 5 verse 35. He made him a burning and shining light. Lift your hands, people. I know what I'm talking about is not what I read in a book. The mantle of Catherine Kuhlman is still waiting. The mantle of Archbishop Benson in Ahosa is still waiting. The mantle of Smith Wigglesworth is still waiting. Oh, the mantle of Evan Roberts, a 26-year-old man that shook a nation, is still waiting. Lift your hands. It's going to drop on you like wildfire. And when, oh yeah, that's right, it's already happening. My God. Ayakata parasha farakatanya. Nenokotolia. That's right. It's waiting. It's waiting. Amy McPherson, the mantle is still waiting. It's 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 still waiting. Nenus efakahika kakaka. Ebratapahika nesuseya nekakaka. You can live here with such a mantle. You can manifest light without becoming a fired vessel. And that has been taken care of already. So we may as well allow the Holy Ghost to move. Fire, 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 fire. A burning and shining light. Their mantles are still hovering. Still moving. Waiting for who to pick it up. Lift your hands. It's coming. Oh my God. Something is happening. Here, something is happening. The atmosphere just shifted. Something is happening. Something, oh my God. Oh my God. Ancient mantles for current vessels. Ancient mantles, ancient mantles. Ancient mantles. Ancient mantles. When will the new generation Elijahs arise? When will the new generation Elishas arise? When will they arise? When will they arise? When will they arise? When will they arise? This is hovering in the atmosphere in the realm of the spirit. And it's dropping. It's dropping here in Unilag, University of Lagos, right now. Mantles are dropping. Mantles, you begin to operate in dimensions you never knew existed. Mantles are dropping. Mantles. Oh my God. Mantles are dropping. Mantles are dropping right now. Oh, naya ka 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 ka. Help them, help them. Something is happening. Something is happening. Something is happening. When will you arise? When will you arise? When will you arise? When the fire falls and the mantle drops, then it is time to arise. It is time. It is time. I am pulled in the realm of the spirit. And I'm hearing, don't deal too much on the fire. It has happened already. Now let's deal with the mantles. Let's deal with the mantles. Let's let's deal with the mantles. God's intention is not for any grace to go to the grave. God's intention is that graces are transgenerational, moving from one generation to the other. They don't need the mantles in heaven. We need them right here on the earth. Lift your hands, pray in the Holy Ghost. I'd like you to be like a hungry lion today. I will not live here the same way I came. I will not live here the same way I came. I will not live here. I will not live here. I will not live here the same way I came. I will not live here the same way I came. If you can, just listen to me. The message may just keep going like this. I think the Lord has had you write most of the things you need to write. Now it's time for a deposit. I know when the mantle dropped on me. I know it. It's not ordination. I know when mantle came. Don't be hidden in a denomination. Be hidden in a church family. Receive the mantle that your generation needs. It's available. Now hear this very quickly. Apostle already dealt on something very potent. I want to look at very quickly. Just allow those who are receiving the manifestation. That's all right. But if you can lend me one ear, that's also fine. The first dimension of fire is what I call purification fire. And that has already been dealt with. Massively so. Purification fire. Another dimension of fire, number two, is what I call prayer fire. God is raising intercessors in this day and age. Revivalists of old never moved without prayer. You have purification fire, you have prayer fire. It was that prayer fire that brought the day of Pentecost. You are burning on your head. It's already happening as I'm talking now. There's a physical sensation of the fire burning on your head. Number three dimension of fire is what I call word fire. Jeremiah chapter 20 verse 9. His word was like fire shut up in my bones. Purification introduces a dimension of fire. Prayer introduces another dimension of fire. That's right. The presence is heavy here. The third dimension is by the word. When God opens your eyes to see light from the word, fire is introduced. And then you will guess right. The fourth one is Holy Ghost fire. Woo! These are all dimensions of fire. Purification fire. Prayer fire. Word fire. And then what next? Holy Ghost fire. Now we are dealing with all these because you can't have light without fire. For he was a burning and shining light. So at the root of this light is fire. It is this fire. Oh, that's right. This fire that begets the light. We are not talking about you going around saying, I'm now manifesting the light. The light, you know, light doesn't need to talk. When light is introduced, His presence alone dispels darkness. We've received the opportunity to come to the altar to be prayed for our vessels to be purified. But right now, there are still three dimensions that must be touched. There are people who will live here for hours, you will not be able to cease praying. Nashaka kakaka, napakaka, reakakakakataka, reakapaka, lesafanekateke, leperekete, lamanakata. It will just be going on and going on and going on. There are some of you hear this, that just one word God will inject in you will be like fire in your bones. Hear this. One day I read God's word and fire, it came into me in a very strange dimension. He said, and Isaac was the child of promise. It's a common scripture. And then the Lord said, son, let me tell you something. The day he told me that, my life just went, phew. He said, you are my promise to your generation. He said, if you do not manifest, my generation will claim I failed them. You are my promise. I told them light is coming. I told them fire is coming. I told them the latter day shall be greater than the former. You are the one I was talking about. The thing came, injected fire. Everything about me, from ministry to everything, changed by word fire. And then you have Holy Ghost fire, where he just takes over you. These are dimensions of fire. Dimensions of fire. Holy Ghost fire. Fire. Fall on me. Holy Ghost fire. Fire. Ay, 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 ay. Just like the day of Pentecost, fire on me. Just like the day of Pentecost, fire. Come on, take it up, everybody. Holy Ghost, fire. Holy Ghost, fire. Something is happening in Unilag. Holy Ghost. Yeah. never forget. Behind the manifestation of light is the baptism of fire. The baptism of fire must precede the manifestation of light. John 5:35, a burning and shining light. Four dimensions of fire, purification fire, for he will sit in his temple as a purifier. If the fire falls and you are not purified, it will consume. Then you have prayer fire. You can introduce a dimension of fire when your prayer life ascends to new dimensions. And then you have the word fire. His word was like fire in my bones. And then you have the Holy Ghost fire. Oh yes, Lord, I will leave them. That's right. Pray the Holy Ghost. He wants to do his work. I step back for him to walk. we got was purification fire. Some dimension has been released. And that must precede Holy Ghost fire. Because when the Holy Ghost comes down and descends in his fire, you better be pure and ready. There are some of you, your tongue will be altered. You begin to say things you didn't dare before. It's a season. But let me quickly say this in this intense atmosphere. Thank God for the purification fire. Thank God for the Holy Ghost fire. But word fire and prayer fire takes investments. Continuous investment.
Continually and every day, keep me on fire for you. Continually and every day, keep me on fire for you. Continually and every day, keep me on fire for you. Continually and every day, keep me on fire. I want to burn, oh, I want to burn, oh, I want to burn. I want to burn, oh, I want to burn, oh, I want to burn. I want to burn, oh, I want to burn, oh, I want to burn.
Sit down. It's a bit of a challenge in an atmosphere like this. I have discovered very quickly, and I'm led to share with you, everybody that you have seen carrying some dimension of fire has to pass through this process. That's right. Can I show you the process? Very quickly, four of them. Need a desire for fire. A man must desire it to carry it. If you don't desire it, you don't deserve it. That is, in these four dimensions, you must follow these four processes. If it's purification fire, where it must all begin, prayer fire, where your responsibility and my responsibility, he may give us the grace, but we must pray. If it is word fire, you need it, like Jeremiah, shut up in your bones, you must study. If you want the Holy Ghost fire, you must be ready to pay whatever price it takes. Desire. Proverbs 18:1, a man separates himself by desire. Not everybody can continually be your companion after a day like this. Desire for fire. Number two, very importantly, is desperation for fire. Some have the desire but lack the desperation. Desperation for fire. is a hunger and a thirst. That whatever it will take, this fire it must carry. I heard the apostle say, and in case you do not know, judgment will begin in the house of God. I told them sometimes in the United States, I said, a time is coming where people will climb the altar to sing and they'll be struck dead. Desperation for fire. I can't be lukewarm. Look at people in my generation carrying fire and making impact. When will I stop these explanations and begin manifestation? Desperation for fire. Hungry and thirsting. If it takes a fast, go through it. Psalm 63, verse 1 to 3. We are tired of religion. Church without fire is a clubhouse. Desperation for fire. In case you are a minister here, why should you carry the microphone and nothing happens? I told them some time ago, in case you pastor a church, we have left the realm of flyer. We are now in the dimension of fire. Where you will not need flyer to have the houses of God filled. Because a house on fire doesn't need announcement. Desperation for fire. Number three, very importantly, is denial for fire. Denial. There are things you must deny to be firefight. Denial for fire. He said, if they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. Families may have to desert you because you carry the fire. Friendships may end because you carry the fire. You may be denied, or you may have to deny yourself of certain things because of your desperation that began with a desire for fire. So desire, one, two, desperation, three, denial. Denial. I will not touch the unclean. God is looking for a church with character and balance. Holiness becoming the highway, the standard. In Luke chapter 14, verse 26, he said, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Denial for fire. Desire for fire. Two, desperation for fire. Three, denial for fire. Can I tell you the fourth one? It is colossal in nature. It is called death for fire. You come to a place of death. John chapter 12, verse 23 down to 26. Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man, place that please on this larger screen, should be glorified. But except a corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it abideth alone. But if he dies, he bringeth forth much fruit. Desire for fire is the first stage, not the last one. from a desire to desperation to denial, and then you come to a place of death. Paul the Apostle said, Philippians 1 and verse 21, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And there are already sounds of revival. One from Sunday Theophilus. Men were in those days. This gospel must be preached even with the price of death. John Knox said, give me Scotland or I die. There's no need living. I have left the realm of desperation. I started with a desire, left the realm of desire, graduated to desperation, graduated from the desperation, and moved on to denial. Now John Knox got to the point of death, where you are dead to every kind of desire, except for that of fire. Continually and every day, keep me on fire for you.
Continually and every day, keep me on fire for you. I wanna burn, burn, burn. I wanna burn for you. I wanna burn, let me burn.
They call Holy Ghost interruption. That's right. That's right. We have left the era of explanation. We're in the era of manifestation. The whole creature is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. But manifesting the light begins with the baptism of fire. John 5:35 must become a life scripture. He made him a burning and shining light. The light we are talking about cannot shine without a fire burning. And to step into these dimensions of fire begins with purity. For who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? He that has a clean heart and pure hands and has not lifted up his soul to vanity. That's the first introduction. Purification fire. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier. He will purify the sons of Levi that they may offer offerings unto God. Purification fire. Then prayer fire. That's what they did in the upper room. Prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and fire just... There is nobody you see manifesting any dimension of fire that has not prayed. Hardly is any message preached now. But the thing has been cooked. Then you move from there to word fire. The word has capacity to inject some dimension of fire. for his word was in my life like fire shot up in my bones. When God, can you imagine God wake you up and say, you are my promise to your generation? Can you be ordinary after that kind of encounter? Injected by the word. And then what you have next is Holy Ghost fire. They prayed and prayed and prayed, then the Holy Ghost came and released his own dimension of fire. What am I saying? Let me submit to you. We've prayed and prayed and we'll continue to pray until we see revival and we'll not stop praying. Right? But there is no revival without these four steps. One day the Lord said, you are praying and praying for people to come to the church. The church needs to be ready first. Revival begins with sanctification within that has been dealt with. He's coming for a church without spot nor wrinkle. A pure bride. Clean bride. And then the church must now graduate to another dimension of prayer. I was glad I heard yesterday we had 1 hour of praying in the spirit. All that prepared the ground for what is happening now. Then one scripture can be fired up within you and you come out as a lion. You left as a cat, you returned as a lion. One word. And then continuously engaging the Holy Spirit. His fire is here. God told me he's in the midst of raising an army. And there are mantles that are needed to dismantle the plan of the wicked. I don't know how we are going to do it, but it will be wrong to think everybody has the same desire. It will be wrong to think everybody has the same desperation. It will be wrong to think that many people here have the decision for denial. And I'm not sure everybody here, some would do, but I'm not sure everybody does, has gotten to the point of death for this fire. Go study what men like Evan Roberts did. The one who God used to champion the Welsh revival. It was the Welsh revival that transported to Azusa Street. Evan Roberts was in Bible school and had to be kicked out of Bible school. This thing is not tradition. They said, according to write-ups, that when you see Evan Roberts, he looked so ordinary that nothing good could come out of him. But he passed through the process. Purification, prayer, the word, and suddenly Holy Ghost fire came upon him. And he began to pray and pray and pray in class to a point where he would fall off from his chair praying. What they were teaching in Bible school was archaic. It was far below the dimensions God had brought him to. And they took Evan Roberts for a medical checkup. And they checked him and checked him and checked him. They said, we have found one disease in this man. Guess what they call the disease? Religious mania. There is something in his spirit that is affecting his behavior outside. So they sent him packing from Bible school. And he came to a meeting like this. Why is it that God is always looking for the current generation? With 14 people or so, that is what ended up as the Welsh revival. When will new generation Evan Roberts arise? We are talking of men and women that carried fire. What of Catherine Kuhlman?
Who told you you're a woman and God can't use you?
What of Smith Wigglesworth, the illiterate?
Look at our nation. What of Archbishop Benson in Ahosa? When will men like that arise?
One time the Lord told me, he said, Isaac, tell them to stop asking, where is the God of Elijah? Tell them I am asking them, where are the Elijahs of God?
I never heard it from the mouth of any mortal man.
The generation is saying, we are looking for God. And God is saying, I'm looking for a man. For I sought for a man.
One of those days, by God's word, it came flashing and heavy. He said, I have not just made you a part of an army. I've made you a missile. There's a difference. An instrument in the hand of God. The mantles are about to drop.
You can't ask for mantles to drop if you are not a partaker of mantles.
John came in the power and the spirit of Elijah. Look at Elijah. Look at John.
When Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration, who did he see?
Elijah and Moses. My time is up, but you check it. Those were all firebrand people. Moses came down from the mountain, they couldn't look at his face. You know why? Fire. But today, the 4th of February, right here in Unilag, this is one of the assignments God is giving me. Even if only one person carries an ancient mantle, and we go from campus to campus to campus to campus to campus, in a short while, the ancient mantles will have returned back on current vessels. These are things I've cried for in my secret. Let ancient mantles return back again. They are not meant for the grave. That's why when Elisha went down, even in his grave, it worked. So he didn't carry the mantle to heaven.
Ancient mantles
are seeking current vessels. Stand on your feet. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Now you have moved from desire, gone to desperation. You've moved from desperation to denial, and you are saying, right in this meeting, I want to get to the realm of death for fire.
Like Paul the Apostle, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
I desire ancient mantles.
Rest upon me. Amy McPherson, the mantle is still hovering. Katrin Kuman hovering. Evan Roberts hovering. Smith Wigglesworth hovering.
It's not human worship, it's a dimension of the spirit. To manifest, it can't be anything that is around our realm now.
It has to be something the world hasn't seen. Our generation hasn't seen.
But the grace and the mantle are dropped. Now let me also say this. And please, doctor, permit me. You need this mantle to climb your mountain. I'm not just talking of people who will stand to preach. I'm talking of people who will take over mountains of industry.
That is me.
I want the first 50 people to run. who desire something ancient upon their life. 50. That's all. That's all. Don't come out again. We have all we need. Raise your hand. And just wherever you get to, that's okay. Lord, if it is true, you reveal this mystery. I'm not just talking of a handkerchief or something given to you as a man to know. There is an ancient grace that is needed for your assignment in the now. Ancient mantle for current vessels. It doesn't have to be a white handkerchief. Nobody has to lay hands on you. But right here in Unilag, on the 4th of February, the mantles are dropping. The mantles. The mantles, the mantles, the mantles. Lift your hands and pray in the Holy Ghost very intensely. The mantles, the mantles, the mantles, the mantles are dropping. The mantles are dropping. The mantles are dropping. The mantles.
Let your fire fall. Let your fire fall. Let your fire fall. Let your fire fall.
last teaching before I came in, purification fire was released. Now with your hands lifted up, in this shot of the wall, and get ready for it. When the Holy Ghost busts out, we have nothing to do with it. And Jesus breathed on them and he said, receive the Holy Ghost. Something will drop on you because someone is walking in you. Someone is at work. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Keep your hands up. It's going to burn like fire upon you. It's already started. Now I release this dimension of fire. Oh yes, in its abundance. Take it in the name of Jesus. My God. Take it in the name of Jesus. Take it in the name of Jesus. This is a baptism of fire right now. When he is come, he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Take it, 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 take it. Receive the fire. Receive the fire. Receive the fire.
Remember it. I'm telling you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know what I'm going to do? As you walk out of this place today, pray in the Holy Ghost till you get to your office, to where you are eating, to your rooms, to your hostel. Pray in the Holy Ghost till you get there. Are you with me? Can you hear me? Don't walk normally on the road. Pray in the Holy Ghost as you get there. 4 p.m. you are back. Drag every sick, drag every limb, drag every blind, drag every disease. Let them come tonight and bring them yourself. Pray in the Holy Ghost till you get. Let them know something happened on this ground by the power of the Holy Ghost. So go back, refresh, and come back 4 p.m. God bless you. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Keep praying. Praying, don't stop praying. As you go, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.